WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Looking back through nearly 530 episodes of WeatherBrains 101, I see that I have used the word tropopause on 11 different occasions, but at no time did I actually define it. So, you guessed it, this becomes the topic for this week. The tropopause, often abbreviated TP, is an isothermal layer and or inversion in the upper troposphere that acts as a level dividing the troposphere below from the stratosphere above. This warming is produced by the absorption of shortwave radiation by ozone. The tropopause is located near the bottom of the ozone layer. To locate the tropopause on a SKU-T diagram, you look for the level where the temperature trace from the sounding first becomes isothermal or becomes an inversion in the upper troposphere. But the tropopause is not actually a specific pressure level in the atmosphere, but more of a transition zone than a particular pressure level plane. In this transition zone, the temperature generally goes nearly isothermal before actually beginning to warm. So, just what is the significance of the tropopause? Well, the tropopause represents the upper level barrier to convection. When rising air reaches the transition zone of the tropopause, the high stability here will decelerate and updraft rapidly as it moves into this region. The tropopause is not found at a fixed height. The height of the tropopause varies from about 16 kilometers at the equator to only about 8 kilometers at the poles. It is also dependent on sea level temperature and season. It is typically at a higher elevation and lower pressure level in the warm season as compared to the cool season. During the warm season, the tropopause level can be found around 150 millibars, while in the cool season, it will be closer to 250 millibars. The tropopause will also be more abrupt in the cool season, making it easier to locate on a SKU-T diagram. But it is interesting to note that the tropopause is not a complete barrier. It leaks. Strongly convective tropospheric storms transport water vapor upward and across the tropopause. There are breaks in the tropopause near jet stream westerlies, allowing interchange of stratospheric and tropospheric air. Just another fascinating element in understanding the complexities of our atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.